Patrifa Lukabani News Kwaze Aza Saidi Kino Navalu Ten Fateni Shangwe Naruizamo from 9 hours Kondila Setini Luitumezi Shangwe Kaufera bana mfa ma request Kaufera Luitumezi Shangwe Epa shiripa kuleka Iri ya mkuwae
hours.
Parafini, parafini, makota pela, makota pela, ya unga unga wa kastoma, vipiango, wa kastoma vipiango.
Tika chitika, musabimberera kwa, 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 kwa.
Some days. Test your limits. The sweat. The push. It all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
The news on Kombon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kombon Radio News. Kombon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:50. Kombon Radio 94.9. It's Kombon. Hakuna kulala.
The headlines on Kombon Radio.
Persons living with disabilities are urged to report instances of workplace discrimination. An organization championing women interests has raised a concern over the rising number of GBV cases in the country. And in African news, 7 shot dead within 48 hours in Cape Town's ganglands. Good afternoon. It is Friday, the 20th of June, 2025. And to present the lunchtime news, my name is Sylvester Kaumba. The Zambia Agency for Persons with Disabilities APART, Director of Rehabilitation and Research, Agatha Banda, has urged individuals with disabilities to report instances of workplace discrimination. Speaking in an exclusive interview, Ms. Banda emphasizes that persons with disabilities who experience unfair treatment, such as being denied promotions despite being qualified, can submit a formal complaint to ZAPAD. Ms. Banda notes that despite efforts to raise awareness and reduce stigma, people with disabilities continue to face discriminatory practices. She has stressed that promotions should be based on merit, ensuring that qualified individuals are not overlooked due to their disabilities.
Dr. T, Muntuali, Oremara, wherever I put an alipan sheet of Pasha, Mushitua, Gira Mushe, Mushe, Muma Mustana, says, Mavedeva, my appraisal, after the Captain Shitua is Diva, Amapanidis, a Demofuna Puchit, but Kabulam Tauya promotion, Mufaka site, Yonaeve, yet come back to discrimination, imagine. That's discrimination on the basis of disability. So as a pig is a very much cheater, soldier, person with disability, they are free to write to the pig. Wakati Rembera is a pig who write to the employer.
The Council of Churches in Zambia has expressed a concern over the ongoing dispute between the government and the Lungu family regarding the former president's funeral. CCZ Secretary General Emmanuel Chikoya has a call on both parties to stop agitating each other, citing African culture, where disputes are resolved after burials, not during the funeral period. The church has since aided the government and the Lungu family to find a common ground in the spirit of mutual respect and national unity.
But after we do so, we are prophetic group, and we will speak. This is what we're saying. And we pray that this will happen. We have to be able to continue and forstep. And so, we are not asking for space or for permission. We are president, legitimate, so on the table. So, basically, we are all deciding out of position over the table.
And during his national address last night, President Hichilema announced the discontinuation of the extended period of national mourning in honor of the later 6th Republican President Edgar Lungu. President Hichilema said the discontinuation follows the decision by the later former president's family not to allow the repatriation of the later Mr. Lungu's remains from South Africa to Zambia, despite the earlier agreement with the government. The president has, however, said the government remains open for further engagement.
Fellow citizens, our country cannot afford a state of indefinite mourning. We've done everything possible to engage the family of our departed 6th Republican president, and we've reached a point where a clear decision had to be made. Given these circumstances, I therefore wish to inform the nation that as of the end of today, the 19th of June 2025, this particular national mourning period is officially over. This will allow the country to begin to return to some normalcy. Mr. Lungu was not only an ordinary citizen, but our 6th Republican president. While we recognize that he belongs to a family, he also belongs to the nation of Zambia. It is therefore correct that our 6th Republican president should be buried in Zambia with full honors and not in any other nation.
The National Legal Aid Clinic for Women has raised a concern over the rising number of gender-based violence GBV cases across the country, emphasizing the urgent need for collective action to protect women and children who continue to be victims. Speaking in Lusaka, Organization Executive Director Mandy Manda has said the growing cases of GBV are a reminder that more must be done to safeguard the rights and dignity of vulnerable groups. She explains that her organization is complementing government efforts by ensuring survivors of GBV have access to legal remedies under the Anti-Gender-Based Violence Act. Ms. Manda further disclosed that the organization also supports the work of the judiciary through the fast-track courts established to handle GBV cases swiftly and fairly. She stated that the organization is engaging our traditional leaders in awareness campaigns aimed at promoting human rights at the community level.
Because the cases are actually occurring in the communities before they can get reported, that means they are occurring. So the incidences are pretty high. And I always say that I always compare with COVID, because I think when we were hit with COVID, we did we took stringent measures, you know, as a country, and we were locked down. And I always say that even the statistics for GBV, I think it's also a pandemic in our country, and it requires everybody's support and efforts to ensure that we address it. And sadly, these women and children who really are the major victims of gender-based violence, not that the men are also not victims.